Welcome to Burning Lab Podcast, the daily refresh for your life. Jesus is the center of everything we do. Burning Lab Church.
For always listening to our podcast. It's good to have you here with us again. We hope that they're a blessing to your life.
Burning Lamp Church.
Quería compartir algo, Daniel.
I was asking the Lord
¿qué tenía que decir para este momento?
What to say for this moment.
Mauri me escribía, ¿necesitas algo?
Mauri kept asking me, do you need something?
Yo solo le decía, estoy preguntándole a Dios qué tengo que decir.
I just kept asking the Lord, what do I need to say?
Porque a veces
because sometimes
no hay que decir.
There's nothing to say.
Simplemente escuchar.
Simply just to listen.
La iglesia sufre una ansiedad crónica.
The church suffers of a chronic anxiety.
Y es la adoración según Pedro.
And it's the worship according to Peter.
Siempre queremos estar alardeando de nuestro amor para él.
We always want to be burning of his love for him.
Si es necesario daré la vida por ti.
And if it's necessary to give my life for him.
¿Cómo me vas a lavar los pies? Y Jesús le dice a Pedro, si no hago esto no tienes parte conmigo.
How am I going to tell him to wash my feet if lo puedes repetir una vez más, sorry.
Pedro le dice a
Peter
Jesús,
tells him to Jesus,
no puedes lavar mis pies.
You can't wash my feet.
Jesús le dice, si no lavo tus pies no tienes parte conmigo.
If you can't wash my feet then you don't have any part with me.
Y Pedro dice, lávame entero.
And he said, oh, Peter said, no.
Porque siempre Pedro estuvo alardeando de su amor por Jesús.
Because Peter was always burning for love for Jesus.
Y nunca se trató de alardear de nuestro amor por él.
It was never about burning of love for him.
Sin embargo, Juan, el teólogo,
but John, the theologist,
Juan el amado,
Juan the beloved, John the beloved,
no era el amado porque Jesús lo amaba más.
He wasn't the beloved because Jesus loved him more.
Sino porque él también alardeaba, pero de el amor que Jesús tenía de él.
Because he was also burning for the love that Jesus had for him.
Y son dos clases de amor que se nos presentan en esta vida.
And it's two different types of loves that are presented to us in our lives.
Aquel que quiere decir todo cuando no está viviendo todo.
The one that wants to say everything when they're not living everything.
Y aquel que simplemente quiere dejarse amar por su maestro.
And the one that wants to be loved by his teacher.
Y cuando entendamos esto, Dios va a erradicar la ansiedad de la iglesia.
And when we understand this, he is going to eradicate the anxiety of the church.
De siempre creer que tenemos que estar diciendo algo para llamar la atención de Dios.
Of saying that we always have to say something to call for his attention.
Cuando la adoración no es algo que se oye, es algo que se huele.
When worship is not something that you say, it's something that you smell.
Y yo quería quería desafiarlos, encourage you.
And I want to quiero desafiarlos.
Hay un sonido en esta iglesia.
There is a sound in this church.
Hay un sonido con el ADN de esta iglesia.
There is a sound with the DNA of this church.
Es un sonido que sus lágrimas están en el corazón de Dios.
It's a sound that it's in the tears of the heart of the Lord.
Es un sonido que tiene mucho llanto, mucho quebranto.
It's a sound that has a lot of clamor.
Pero el quebranto purifica.
But the clamor purifies.
Y la purificación nos acerca.
And purification gets us closer to him.
Hay una palabra para las siete u ocho formas de describir adoración.
There is a word to describe the seven or eight words of worship.
Esa palabra es tehila.
And that word is tehila.
Que significa cántico del corazón.
And that means song from the heart.
Y el Señor en los postreros días nos está haciendo esa invitación.
And the Lord in the latter days is inviting us.
Eso, la palabra nos enseña a cantar un cántico nuevo.
That's why the word teaches us to sing a new song.
Que es la canción de la abundancia del corazón.
That it's the song that comes from the abundance of the heart.
Y yo quería
and I want to
poder sembrar eso en sus corazones.
And I want to sow that onto your hearts.
Viene una temporada en donde esto ya no va a existir.
There is a season when this is no longer going to exist.
Y solo van a quedar las mesas.
The tables are only going to be left.
Solo va a quedar tu casa.
Only your.
Solo va a quedar tu casa.
Your house will only be left.
Porque el corazón de Dios nunca fue que tú estuvieras sentado allá y yo estuviera acá.
Because the heart of God was not just for you to be seated over there and I be over here.
Nunca se trató de eso.
It was never about that.
Y es claro, no adoramos a María, pero somos una fábrica de ídolos.
We don't worship Mary, but we do fabricate idols.
Y el Señor quiere quitar esto. No es, y no es algo físico, es algo espiritual.
And the Lord wants to remove this, and it's not something physical, it's something spiritual.
Porque la palabra dice que voy a proclamarte desde las azoteas.
Because the word says that I'm going to praise you from the highest.
No se trata de eso, es algo que el Señor nos está invitando a que no hay ninguna diferencia entre nosotros y los que están del otro lado.
There's no difference between us and the ones that are on the other side.
El mayor éxito de todos los que tú ves ahora acá.
The greatest success from everyone that you see here.
Es que dejemos de ser necesarios.
Is that we stop being needed.
Al momento de que la iglesia conecte con Dios.
The moment that the church connects to God.
Y es ahí cuando vas a convertirte en el sacerdote de tu casa.
That's where you're going to become the high priest of your house.
Hombres y mujeres.
Men and women.
No solo hombres.
Not just men.
Dice que por su sangre.
It says that by his blood.
¿Cuántos fueron alcanzados por la sangre?
How many of you have been reached by his blood?
Quiero ver a las mujeres con los brazos.
I want to see the women with their hands up.
Dios va a restaurar el sacerdocio de la mujer en este tiempo.
God is going to restore the priestly calling over the women.
Porque necesitamos mujeres con lágrimas en sus ojos.
Because we need women with tears in their eyes.
Esta es, yo recibía de parte de Dios que este es una Betania.
I received from the Lord that this is a Bethany.
Yo vine a una Betania.
I came to a Bethany.
Jesús amaba tanto a Betania.
Jesus loved so much Bethany.
Porque ellos no solo entendían que Jesús era el Cristo.
Because not only did they understand that he was Christ.
También era Jesús, hijo de José.
But that he was also Jesus, the son of Joseph.
Entonces en Betania se preocupaban de la divinidad de Jesús y de la humanidad de Jesús.
So in Bethany they would care about the divinity and the humanity of Jesus.
Y por eso Jesús amaba tanto Betania.
And that's why Jesus loved so much Bethany.
Porque tenía la amistad de Lázaro.
Because he had the friendship of Lazarus.
Tenía la adoración de María.
He had the worship from Mary.
Y el servicio de Marta.
And the service from Martha.
Marta servía su humanidad.
Martha served his humanity.
Y María su divinidad.
And Maria his divinity.
Y esta es una Betania.
And this is a Bethany.
Donde no solo van a venir ministros de las naciones a entregar.
Where not only ministers will come to give.
Sino que van a encontrar un lugar de reposo.
But where they will find a resting place.
En donde su humanidad también va a ser atendida.
Where their humanity will also be served.
¿Y qué es lo poderoso de esto?
And what's the powerful thing about this?
Que aunque lleve cuatro días. Algo muerto, Dios lo va a resucitar.
That even though something is dead for four days, Jesus will resurrect it.
Y mi corazón se enciende cuando nos encontramos con una embajada apostólica, una Betania.
And my heart ignites when we see a priestly embassy.
Ahora termino con esto.
And I will finish with this.
La palabra habla de Nadab y Abiú en el antiguo pacto.
The Bible speaks of Nadab and Abiú.
Y ellos criticaban a Moisés y Aarón porque solo ellos podían adorar.
And they would criticize Moses and Aaron because only they could worship.
Y entonces entraron en una competencia con él.
So then they went into a competition with him.
Nosotros también podemos adorar.
We can also worship.
Y ofrecer fuego.
And offer fire.
Y dice la palabra de que ellos estaban embriagados.
And the word says that they were drunken.
Y ofrecieron fuego.
And they offered fire.
Y el fuego los consumió y los mató.
And the fire consumed them and killed them.
Y yo quería entregar algo con esto.
And I wanted to deliver something with this.
Eso es fuego extraño.
That strange fire.
¿Cierto que sí? ¿Estamos de acuerdo?
Do we agree with that?
¿Qué es el fuego que Dios nunca te pidió?
It's the fire that God has never asked you for.
Es decir, fuego extraño es algo que Dios no quiere de ti.
In other words, that strange fire, something that God doesn't want from you.
A veces tú le quieres ofrendar algo a Dios que él no te pidió, él te pidió otra cosa.
Sometimes we want to bring God something that you want to bring, but it's not something that he has asked you for.
Pero hay otra cosa que se llama fuego ajeno.
But there is another thing called strange fire.
Y es que quieras arder con el fuego de tu hermano.
And it's that you want to burn with the fire from your brother.
Quieras adorar con la adoración de tu hermano.
You want to worship with the fire of your brother.
Quieras tener encuentros con Dios con la devoción de tu hermano.
That you want to have encounters with the devotion from your brother.
Quieras respuestas a tus peticiones con la oración de tu hermano.
That you want to receive responses from the petitions from your brother.
Entonces, después de esto viene un ejercicio.
After this, there's an exercise.
Amamos lo que el Señor hace a través de la música.
We love what God does through music.
Amamos que la música de Dallas llegue a tantas naciones.
We love that the music of Dallas goes to so many nations.
Pero hay un cántico del corazón.
But there's a song from the heart.
Hay un tejila.
There's a tejila.
Que quiere brotar desde nuestro interior.
That wants to come out from our inside.
Y es como cuando, es como la palabra dice que hay salmos, himnos y cánticos espirituales.
It's like the word says that there are psalms, hymns and songs from the spirit.
Porque los postreros días es lo que nos va a mantener sobrios.
Because in the latter days it's what's going to keep us.
Y el espíritu de este mundo ya se ha infiltrado en las iglesias.
And the spirit has infiltrated into the churches.
Y para nosotros emborracharnos.
So that we can get drunk.
Con la última canción de adoración del momento.
With the latest song from this moment.
Aquí viene la canción poderosa que me va a hacer llorar.
This is the powerful song that's going to make me cry.
Dios quiere nuestra canción.
God wants our song.
Y por eso siento tanto celo de que creo que Dios va a despertar un sonido muy particular en esta comunidad.
And that's why I have so much zeal, and I know that there's going to be a particular sound that's going to come forth from this place.
Palabra en Salmo 133.
The word says in Psalms 133:1.
33:1, perdón.
33:1.
Dice que levantemos cántico al Señor.
To lift up a new song to the Lord.
Y que de los íntegros es hermosa la alabanza.
And that from the redeemed ones is where its birth.
Te lo estoy poniendo difícil.
It's okay. He's making it difficult.
Dice que de la gente íntegra para Dios la alabanza es bella.
It says that those that are in
integrity.
And those that carry the integrity.
Pero el Salmo 33:3.
But Psalms 33:3 says.
Dice que debemos levantar un tejila.
It says that we need to raise a tejila.
Un canto nuevo.
A new song.
Y dice, y hacedlo bien.
And to do it well.
Hazlo con destreza.
To do it with distress.
Es decir, dice que suene bien.
It means to sound, for it to sound well.
Que esté bien ejecutado.
That it be well executed.
Pero ese es el 33:3.
But that's 33:3.
El 33:3 te invita a ser excelente en cómo tú ejecutas la adoración.
Psalms 33:3 says invites you to execute the song with excellence.
Pero el 33:1 dice que debemos ser excelentes en nuestra integridad del corazón.
But verse 1 says that we need to be with integrity before the Lord.
Y aquí hay un espíritu de integridad.
And here is a spirit of integrity.
De cómo ejecutan su instrumento delante de Dios.
Of how you execute your instrument before God.
Pero cómo respondemos con temor al Señor también.
and how we respond with fear to the Lord.
Es decir, tienen la materia prima para llevar a cabo todo lo que el Señor les va a confiar.
And in other words, you carry what the Lord is going to entrust you with.
Creámoslo.
Let's believe it.
Llevémoslo a cabo.
Let's take it through.
Y disfrutémoslo.
And enjoy it.
Porque hay canciones.
Because there are songs.
Donde gente va a ser libre.
Where people are going to be free.
No va a ser libre.
They're not just going to be free.
Hasta que esta casa no las escriba.
Until we don't get rid of this.
Hay gente que va a ser sanada.
There's people that are going to be healed.
Pero va a ser sanada.
But they're going to be healed.
Cuando escuchen las canciones que van a salir de esta casa.
When they hear the songs that are being birthed from this place.
Amen.
Amen.
Y nuestra invitación no es que no escuchen música que hable de Dios.
And our invitation is not just to listen to music that talks about God.
Yo estaría en graves problemas.
I would be in big problems.
Porque hago música.
Because I create music.
Pero no saben lo que vale que de este lugar salga una canción.
But you know, from this place, it's valuable that a song is born from here.
¿Cuántos aman Upper Room?
How many of you love Upper Room?
¿Cuántos aman Elevation?
How many of you love Elevation?
¿Cuántos aman Bethel?
How many of you love Bethel?
No son bandas, son iglesias.
They're not bands, they're churches.
Es el sonido de la iglesia.
It's the sound of the church.
Que va a salir de esta comunidad.
That's going to come out from this community.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor, amigo, quería compartir esto, sé que acá pasan muchas cosas.
Pastor friend, I wanted to share this word.
Pero no sabía si iba a ser el mismo grupo en la semana.
I didn't know if it was going to be the same group from today and from Saturday.
Entonces sentía mucho temor de no multiplicar esto a los que tal vez no estén en esos días.
So I was very fearful of multiplying this with the group that's here and the group that's here on Saturday.
¿Dónde está la gente que no toca ningún instrumento?
Where are the people that don't play an instrument?
Levanten su mano.
Lift up your hands.
Los que no cantan o cantan solo en la ducha.
Or those that sing but just sing in the shower.
Esa es la fuerza SWAT del reino de los cielos.
That is the strength SWAT from the kingdom of heavens.
Yo soy mi guitarra, no valgo nada.
Me without my guitar, I'm not worth it.
Pero quiero llevarlos, quiero romper en ustedes un estereotipo de la religión.
But I want to break in you a stereotype of religion.
De que ustedes son el pueblo y nosotros somos los levitas.
That you are just the people and that we are the Levites.
La palabra dice que por su sangre nos redimió para Dios Padre, ¿cierto?
The word says that we were redeemed by the blood for our Father God.
Y mi parte favorita dice y nos hizo reyes y sacerdotes.
And my favorite part is that he made us kings and high priests.
Es decir, cuando Cristo murió,
it's to say that when Jesus died,
la orden levítica expira,
the Levitical order expires,
la adoración mosaica o arónica expira,
the Mosaic worship expires,
para que todos seamos sacerdotes para Dios,
so that we can all be high priests for the Lord.
Hemos crecido toda la vida de que pasen los levitas, vamos a comenzar.
We grew up saying, oh, let the Levites pass, let the Levites pass.
Eso no es lo que está en el corazón de Dios.
That's not what's in the heart of God.
Por eso los dueños de casa, las amas de casa.
That's why homeowners.
Los profesores, los carpinteros.
The professors, the carpenters.
Los profesionales que no están ligados a las artes.
The professionals that are not tied to the arts.
Están llamados a adorar.
Are called to worship.
Al creador de todo.
To the creator of everything.
Y así la iglesia va a ser restaurada.
And that's how the church will be restored.
Y vamos a entender que todos vestimos de lino.
And that we were all dressed in fine linen.
Todos tenemos las 12 piedras.
That we all carry the 12 rocks.
Y todos tenemos en la cabeza santidad Jehová.
And that we all carry the holiness from Yahweh.
Amén. Lo creemos todos.
Do we believe it?
Lo creemos.
Do we believe it?
La palabra dice creí por lo cual hablé.
The word says that I believe for what I heard.
Es decir, a contar de hoy vamos a hablarlo, lo vamos a publicar.
In other words, it's to say that starting today we're going to believe it, to say it.
Y se van a despertar esas dueñas de casa, líderes de adoración.
And those homeowners are going to rise up as worship leaders.
Amén. Tengo mucho que decir, pero tengo una semana para multiplicar.
I have a lot to say, but I have a week to multiply it.
Amén. Dios les bendiga a todos.
Amen. God bless you all.
Desde Chile estamos acá.
From Chile, we are all here.
Burning lamp church, burning lamp podcast. A daily refresh for your life.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.